Welcome to class session 563 of the Warren County Radio Bible School. And that school bell tells us we need to get our Bibles and come to class. And if you have your Bible handy, turn to Leviticus chapter 23. It's the most interesting chapter in the book of Leviticus. Now, I know Leviticus is sometimes difficult to read because it's not so much of a story as it is a lot of rules that we are reading. But these are God's rules, and God is giving the children of Israel rules about how to keep the special feast that He wants them to keep. The time and the place and the way to keep the Passover and the Feast of Pentecost and the fast and then the feast associated with the Day of Atonement. And so we're going to begin in Leviticus 23 and verse 33, because we were reading this in the last class, and continue reading about these feasts. And we're doing this to impress upon us that God has His way of doing things. And we need to do God's things, God's ways. Sometimes we say we speak where the Bible speaks, and we're silent where the Bible is silent. And we do Bible things in Bible ways. All of this is in the context of that King Jeroboam in northern Israel that decided he would do things his way instead of God's way, and that became a sin to them. So we'll be reading in Leviticus 23, beginning in verse 33, in just a moment. Before we get there, I need to remind you, the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And to help us study these Bibles, our Bibles, we're looking at Sunday school lessons that were written, well, they were written many years ago. Probably Sunday school lessons studied by some of our grandparents or even great-grandparents. They are Elam's notes. And we're looking at some lessons that were written for the Sunday schools of April the 6th, 1924. And in that Sunday school lesson, Elam suggested that we read Leviticus chapter 23, and we're going to continue reading that beginning in verse 33 now. And Jehovah spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, On the 15th day of this seventh month is the Feast of Tabernacles, for 7 days unto Jehovah. On the first day shall be a holy convocation. You shall do no servile work. 7 days ye shall offer an offering made by fire unto Jehovah. On the 8th day shall be a holy convocation unto you, and ye shall offer an offering made by fire unto Jehovah. It is a solemn assembly. Ye shall do no servile work. Leviticus 23:37. These are the set feasts of Jehovah, which ye shall proclaim to be holy convocations, to offer an offering made by fire unto Jehovah, a burnt offering, and a meal offering, and a sacrifice, and drink offerings, each on its own day, besides the Sabbaths of Jehovah, and besides your gifts, and besides all your vows, and besides all your freewill offerings which you give unto Jehovah. Leviticus 23:39. Howbeit on the 15th day of the seventh month, when ye have gathered in the fruits of the land, ye shall keep the feast of Jehovah 7 days. On the first day shall be a solemn rest, and on the 8th day shall be a solemn rest. And ye shall take you on the first day of the fruit of goodly trees, branches of palm trees, and boughs of thick trees, and willows of the brook. And ye shall rejoice before Jehovah your God 7 days, and ye shall keep it a feast unto Jehovah. 7 days in the year. It is a statute forever throughout your generations. Ye shall keep it in the seventh month. Ye shall dwell in booths 7 days, that are homeborn in Israel shall dwell in booths, that your generation may know that I made the children of Israel to dwell in booths when I brought them out of the land of Egypt. I am Jehovah, your God. Again, note the authority there. I'm Jehovah, your God. I'm telling you this. And that means that's something they needed to do. And so Luke 23:44, the last verse of this chapter, Moses declared unto the children of Israel the set feast of Jehovah. Well, these feasts were to be kept at Jerusalem. All the males were required to appear before Jehovah when they kept these feasts. In Deuteronomy 16:16, we read, 3 times in a year shall all thy males appear before Jehovah thy God in the place where he shall choose, in the feast of unleavened bread, and in the feast of weeks, and in the feast of tabernacles, and they shall not appear before Jehovah empty. The feast of tabernacles was approaching, when, as usual, the people in great numbers would go to Jerusalem. And Jeroboam felt it was necessary to fall upon a plan to hold them away. So he ordered a feast like unto the feast that is in Judah, to be held not at God's appointed place and time, but at a time when he had devised of his own heart. Many religious people of the day would have said, we're keeping the same feast. What difference does it make where or when we keep it? So as we keep it. Although the feast that Jeroboam proposed was like it, it was not God's feast. In all memorial institutions which God has ordained, he himself has determined these 4 things. 1, what must be done. 2, by whom it must be done. 3, when it must be done. And 4, why it must be done. In regard to the feast of the Passover and Pentecost and of the tabernacles, God also named the place where they were to be observed, and namely, Jerusalem. Jeroboam changed God's order of things and suited his own scheme and purposes of his heart. And so 3 of these after notes, if you've been following along in our classes, you know what we're talking about here, the after notes. God's condemnation of Jeroboam's course. God said to Jeroboam, thou hast not been as my servant David, who kept my commandments, and who followed me with all his heart, to do only that which was right in my eyes, but has done evil according to all that was before thee. 1 Kings 14:8-9. God's condemnation of Jehovah's course and solemn warnings are expressed in the denunciation and destruction of the altar at Bethel by the prophet from Judah, and from the fearful consequences which he pronounced. Yet, after all this, Jeroboam returned not from his evil way. And this thing became a sin into the house of Jeroboam, even to cut off and destroy it from off the face of the earth. We're going to read now about that in 1 Kings 13. Turn with me in your Bibles to 1 Kings 13. And beginning in 1, we read, and behold, there came a man of God out of Judah by the word of Jehovah unto Bethel. And Jeroboam was standing by the altar to burn incense. And he cried against the altar by the word of Jehovah and said, O altar, altar, thus saith Jehovah, behold, a son shall be born into the house of David, Josiah by name, and upon thee shall he sacrifice the priest of the high places that burn incense upon thee, and men's bones shall be burned upon thee. And he gave a sign the same day, saying, this is the sign which Jehovah hath spoken. Behold, the altar shall be rent, and the ashes that are thereon it shall be poured out. And it came to pass, when the king heard the saying of the man of God which he cried against the altar at Bethel, that Jeroboam put forth his hand from the altar, saying, lay hold on him. and his hand, which he put forth against him, dried up, so that he could not draw it back again to him. The altar also was rent, and the ashes poured out from the altar according to the sign which the man of God had given by the word of Jehovah. And the king answered and said unto the man of God, Entreat now the favor of Jehovah thy God, and pray for me, that my hand may be restored again to me. And the man of God entreated Jehovah, and the king's hand was restored to him again, and became as it was before. And the king said unto the man of God, Come home with me, and refresh thyself, and I will give thee a reward. And the man of God said unto the king, If thou give me half thy house, I will not go in with thee, neither will I eat bread nor drink water in this place. For it was so charged me by the word of Jehovah, saying, Thou shalt eat no bread nor drink water, neither return by the way that thou camest. So he went another way, and returned not by the way that he came to Bethel. If we continue reading this chapter, we read about how that young prophet of God was later lied to by an old prophet and convinced that he could disobey God's commandments and eat with him. And the result, the young prophet was killed. And when the old prophet was killed, he wanted to be buried in the sepulcher with the young prophet. It's a very sad story, but it tells us that once God tells us to do something, we don't listen to somebody else to do what they say. We do what God says. But at the end of 1 Kings chapter 13, beginning in verse 33, we read this again about Jeroboam. After this thing, Jeroboam returned not from his evil way, but made again from among all the people priests of the high places, whosoever would. He consecrated them that they might be priests of the high places. And this thing became sin into the house of Jeroboam, even to cut it off and to destroy it from off the face of the earth. And in this next chapter, we're going to see the fearful consequences that God said would follow because of his great sins. We read in 1 Kings chapter 14, verse 1, At this time Abijah the son of Jeroboam fell sick. And Jeroboam said to his wife, Arise, I pray thee, and disguise thyself, that thou be not known unto the wife to be the wife of Jeroboam, and get thee to Shiloh. Behold, there is Ahijah the prophet, who spake concerning me, that I should be king over this people. And take with thee 10 loaves and cakes and a curse of honey, and go to him, and he'll tell thee what shall become of the child. And Jeroboam's wife did so, and arose and went to Shiloh, and came to the house of Ahijah. Now Ahijah could not see, for his eyes were set by reason of his age. And Jehovah said unto Ahijah, Behold, the wife of Jeroboam cometh to inquire of thee concerning her son, for he is sick. And thus shalt thou say unto her, For it will be, when she comes in, that she will feign herself to be another woman. 1 Kings chapter 14 and verse 6, And it was so. When Ahijah heard the sound of her feet as she came in at the door, then he said, Come in, thou wife of Jeroboam. Why feignest thou thyself to be another? For I am sent to thee with heavy tidings. Go tell Jeroboam, Thus saith Jehovah the God of Israel, Forasmuch as I exalted thee from among the people, and made thee prince over my people Israel, and rent the kingdom away from the house of David, and gave it thee, and yet thou hast not been as my servant David, who kept my commandments, who followed me with all his heart, to do that only which was right in mine eyes. But thou hast done evil above all that were before thee, and have gone and made thee other gods and molten images to provoke me to anger, and hast called me behind thy back. Therefore, behold, I'll bring evil upon this house of Jeroboam, and will cut off Jeroboam every man child, him that is shut up, and him that is left at large in Israel, and will utterly sweep away the house of Jeroboam, as a man sweepeth away dung till all is gone.